Okay.
So I'm not sure if Michelle meant for that email on Sunday to go to everyone, but it only has my name on it. It might have meant to go.
I didn't get it. So I guess just for the record here, we have Michael and Dale and Tisha. And so then I guess the question is where we stand and what we can do today. I haven't seen the latest version, so I don't know. I don't have a whole lot to add unless there's things we need to talk about.
Maybe if I just say what Michelle and I have been bouncing back and forth is the lit review piece.
Yeah.
So we have the introduction, and then section two is our literature review. The big problem I have, and I know Michelle felt this way too, is there is a lot of overlap.
Right.
Between the ideas of variability, distribution, and sampling. So having three separate sections for each of those is our original intent, but then you start kind of repeating things, and then to make them sound distinct from one another, I kind of feel like some of the stuff that we have in parts of the lit review maybe isn't all that relevant to our project, and it might be. It's just that in my mind, I guess I haven't been focusing on those things. That's probably not going to be something we sort out in the next hour together.
Right.
But just to let you guys know, if you have a chance to read over it sometime this week, if you could bounce back ideas to me or to Michelle about how to potentially fix that piece, it would be much appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. That is something we've talked about now and then as we've gone along, that a lot of the, there is a lot of overlap. And I suppose it's a question of how important it is to get really clean, separate measures of each of these things if there is some inherent overlap. Maybe we are talking about overlapping concepts.
I mean, I'm envisioning in my mind, do we need a large table or something that lists all the concepts we cover, and then for each concept we can identify which group it belongs to, and so that it could belong to multiple groups?
Can you say that one more time, Michael?
I'm imagining a table where the y-axis, the top row, is, sampling distribution, variability, distributional thinking, et cetera, and the first column lists each small area in statistics that we're testing or that they need to know, and that we could just kind of check off in the middle of the table. So for example, understanding that different samples, that if you take two different samples, it won't be the same observations each time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that's part of statistical thinking, that's part of distributional thinking or variability or sampling distributions, et cetera? I don't know. As I say it, I'm not sure that that's the right thing to do. But
but it's an attempt to account for the overlap.
Right, right. The other option, I guess, is to look at, within each section, if there's overlap between the material, just kind of make a note in that section. When you're describing a certain concept, this also relates closely to the other topic.
Okay.
Either that or to a major overhaul of the way we're writing, introducing each one.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we introduce it not by the larger area, but by describing each smaller area, each element within those larger topics. And then, in the end, kind of give that table. I don't know. I'm throwing out ideas and none of them are really making good sense to me.
Yeah. Well, a table like that would be maybe useful, at least for ourselves, whether we include it in the publication or not, but just to be thinking through how these things are related, and it would connect to the various questions that we've been, problems we've been posing for testing of where the overlap is. Because that overlap is a tricky issue for sure.
Yeah,
I know when I was working on questions, I was thinking, does this really get at, sampling? But it also got to add other things, too. Well, okay. So Michelle, I didn't get her message. Is she, do you know anything more about her plans then? I mean, we have is she done working? I mean, she have a draft that she's giving us now to take a look at?
So the email that I sent out that you did not get, Dale, had the last version of the draft that had bounced back and forth between us. Do you want me to try and send it again?
It's puzzling to me that I don't get those emails sometimes.
I'm forwarding it off to Dale as well, so if it's something from Tisha's email address for some reason.
Okay, because sometimes I do get them.
I know you've had issues with Michelle's email. I don't know if I've ever had
that was me. I was the one who had an issue
you?
With Michelle's email.
Okay. I think Michelle won't mind me sharing this. I do wonder if she meant that for this to go out to everyone in the group because it said she wouldn't be able to make our call today. She said that she has decided to take off the third trimester, April through June, from work because she wants to focus on her PhD and finish some of our things to prepare for the summer conferences and get her paper out. And her university has granted her that time, and her next PhD deadline is September. So she's
great.
Sounds like this week is the last. She said her PhD topic was accepted. That was the first paragraph. So it sounds like she's been under a lot of pressure, and she should have.
Yeah, she's been really burning the candle at a couple ends and in the middle, it sounds like. And I guess you have too, Tisha.
Yeah. February was kind of a blur.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that, I will say, was nice, as Michelle and I. We wanted to have a Skype call, but we could never find mutual time to do it. But we did bounce email back and forth a few times, and it has been beneficial. And if she's keeping me on track and vice versa, I think that we're going to be able to do a lot more with the paper in the next few weeks. Because that's what I need, is a constant.
Right.
Someone else that says, okay, I did my part for these last few days. Look it over and let me know what you think. What would help me for the next section, because I mean, the lit review, it needs a lot of work, but I think we have suggestions there. What would help me to finish this is two things. One, our discussion of the development of the assessment tool. Are we planning, this is what I had written in my notes from the last call that I was at, that we would just show some of the questions and how they measure or assess all of those concepts that we've said are prerequisites or are things that exhibit student understanding of sampling distribution. Sorry. Is that still, does it seem reasonable to you guys to be able to say, here are the questions, here's what they're supposed to measure, here are any misconceptions that we might identify?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, when I first ran across this area, that kind of, it sort of opened my eyes to be thinking about what underlying concepts each of these questions were testing and how they related to the things that, you know, how they fit into the whole course. And I think that's a useful thing to call attention to.
So,
I just got an email from Michael. So
in terms of our pilot data, that's more, I don't know if I can phrase this. I'm sorry, I'm sleepy. with the pilot data, are we only planning to look at the analysis that Michael had sent out? Or, for example, if I look at the question, I think it was Michael's questions on sampling distributions, when we have the histogram of the population and then options A through E, there's that option D that's just the one bar. So this is the question where we say which graph represents the sample distribution of means for samples of size 1. And there's that one option where it's just a histogram with one bar.
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking about what misconception we're trying to identify with that option, Do we mention anything about our pilot data and how many students had that misconception? Or are pilot results going to be used solely to talk about maybe this potential relationship between the prereqs and sampling distributions? Do you have thoughts on that?
I mean, I think since we have the pilot data, it'll only strengthen the meat of the paper. The biggest problem with our pilot data is that it's a very biased group.
Right.
It's self-selected, more or less.
Yeah, well, and weird. Well, we do have the one class in there that we
right.
know who they are, but then the others are, you know, all over the place.
Right.
Michael, you just made me think of something else that we need to include, and that is talking about shortcomings in our pilot study.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that we've had the, you know, we've kind of talked about this a bit, and the decision
yeah.
was since we have the pilot data, we'll put it in.
Okay.
I mean, the only drawback I can see is that then it becomes not just a literature review, but the beginnings of an analysis, and people will, you know, shred it to pieces. In terms of its, you know, generalizability and applicability.
Right.
But if we frame it as here's a literature review and here's the process towards getting to understanding it.
And some examples. I think examples always are useful for...
Right.
Of the questions, you mean?
Yeah, just to have it makes it very concrete. And we can use pilot data for the examples.
Well, so maybe we just use pilot data to report what people said, but not start looking at the comparisons that I've done that look at how these relate to each other.
That might be a good compromise or a good approach.
You know, and then we can punt on the decision until later whether we want to make the pilot comparison into a small little paper or whether we just say, that was helpful for us to look at, but now we need to think about how we gather, you know, valid data on those comparisons. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's not. I mean, we're not generalizing to – we're only looking at the comparison between these groups. And so unless there's differential bias in the way those relationships exist in the self-selected sample and the general population, we can make the comparisons. Right?
I had a cognitive blink. I was looking to see what was on that email. So you're saying
we have a set of people that's not representative of a larger population of people taking statistics.
Right.
Because they're self-selected. But if
right.
we're trying to establish what the relationships are
uh-huh. that's
between
right.
these
matter.
Concepts,
uh-huh.
then perhaps it's not as
uh-huh.
problematic as, you know, a study that's trying to estimate a certain quantity.
Correct, yeah.
Because we're only establishing
relationships. You could argue any class that we would have has its own particular biases, too, that don't necessarily generalize to classes in other places or other levels and so forth. So
right.
Well, and
it's just a particular set of people.
I agree, and I think that, again, we are open and upfront about this being a pilot study. We aren't trying to
mm-hmm.
claim that this is end stages of any research. And here's all our results.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so let's see. Tish, again, just to get the things that you would like us to focus on in looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you had several things there? Or?
So the one, I don't know if you guys have the lit review in front of you.
I do, yeah.
So if I'm on page 11, this is that question that I was just referring to with the histogram of the population and five sampling distributions.
Mm-hmm.
That one is going to be easy for me to sit down and write. These are the misconceptions that we wanted to identify. You know,
I thought I had already done that.
Well, yeah, I think it is done somewhere, just not in this document.
Yeah.
But that one, you know, we can look at what D was supposed to look for. What A was supposed to be looking for. What's harder for me, if you scroll back a few pages, one like page 9, So the first question under assessing students' understanding of sampling distributions, to me, there's one misconception that that's supposed to address. Do students understand the difference between the distribution of population and a sample statistic? End of story, pretty much. Is that okay to write maybe one sentence for that question and then later on, with other problems, being able to talk a lot more? So should we be picking and choosing a little bit more, not showing all of our questions? Because the approach that I took with the questions that are in there now was more, okay, earlier in the table, or sorry, earlier in the draft, it mentions what we want students to know about sampling distributions. And we've tried to put a question in this document that reflects each of those items shown earlier. And maybe we don't want to do that. Maybe we only want to show more of a sample of our questions from the tool.
We don't have, we do have all questions listed here, or we don't?
No, but for the sampling distributions, I think it's close. We don't have all of them, no. Not every single one from the assessment tool. But from the assessment tool, were these the only three on sampling distributions?
I think there might have been a fourth, but...
Right. I mean, but
you know, I mean, my feeling on
we don't need to include them all for sure. I think just having things that illustrate the points.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of, you know, the page 9 question where you can write in one sentence what's going on versus many sentences on the latter questions, in my mind, as long as what you're writing is clear.
Okay.
And it relates directly back to the components of each of those prerequisite areas.
That,
okay, to me, is what's key. Because if there's a question that very accurately gets at a misconception of this, but that's all it does, I think that's great. You know, and then you'll get to a question like, you know, on page 11 that we were looking at, where, you know, there's kind of maybe a couple concepts nestled within each one.
Right.
You know, and so maybe it's, you know, maybe we want more questions like the previous one that just get at one piece of information.
Okay. Can I just ask you guys, when you look at that on page 9, do you see any more in that question other than this is distinguishing between a distribution of a population and that of a sample statistic? Or does that sum it up in your minds as well?
Well, so it's an observation. This is the one, figure A below, represents one sample of 26 scores.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I would say the A, X represents a single observation within a sample, and in B, X represents a sample mean of 6.
Okay, so just explain. I get it.
You know, and so let's see. I mean, that's what each says, but does that explain the misconception? I'm not sure that it does. So if they get this wrong, what have they misconceived? I mean, I think to answer that, we should probably go back to the specific way that we've defined sampling distribution.
Right.
Or distributional thinking.
And, oh, goodness. Table 1 in this document, wherever that is. So
well, those are key ideas about sampling distributions.
Right.
This is distributional thinking.
Is it? I think that's under sampling distribution.
Oh, was it? Well, let's see what ideas it satisfies. The distribution of the underlying population is distinct from the distribution of the sample statistic. The two distributions are different and may have different shapes.
So
definitely hits that one.
Right.
Samples vary, and therefore sample statistics will vary. That's kind of in there also. I mean, the mean of the sampling distribution is the mean of the population. I don't know. I mean, a lot of these, that's there, but it's not part of the question.
Mm-hmm.
It's seen there, but it's not part of the question.
So, for sure, it hits that first point in Table 1, the distribution of the underlying population is distinct from the distribution of the sample statistic. is it worthwhile at all? And I already asked this question, maybe you guys answered it, but do you think it would be valuable there on page 9 when we're describing that question of maybe giving one example from the pilot data, and I don't have it in front of me, I could probably open it up. But if I find a person that says no, there's no difference, and then look at their reasoning and then say, okay, these are the types of misconceptions that we would like to uncover. Is it reasonable to use specific examples, that other question, you know, with the one bar, option D, and that question that shows up on page 11, is it reasonable to say, you know, one of the misconceptions is that I think there was a student that said something exactly like, there was just one sample. That was their quote.
Right. I think that's actually a great way to hammer the point home. You know, to say, here's the misconception, and here's the way that, and in our pilot study, students said things like this.
Okay.
I think that's great.
Another general issue here, when we have a multiple choice question like that, which different parts of it could have different misconceptions, we miss the possibility that someone might have more than one misconception, and it's ambiguous as to which, you know, when they pick one. I mean, we might consider having these options as all being true-false. That is, would you, is this a possibility, yes or no, or is this a likely possibility, yes or no? Why? But that's getting back to more to the construction of the questions. But it is a problem with the multiple choice format.
Mm-hmm. So I think I can take these suggestions and write a decent section on the development of the assessment tool. Did we decide in our discussion about 10 minutes ago that we do think it's an okay idea to look at your analysis, Michael, because we're not going to try to generalize things too much? Or maybe it's okay, like you were saying, if we're looking at the relationships between them. Sorry, the sampling distribution and then the prereq ideas.
I don't know. I mean, every time I think about it, I come up with another thought.
Right.
I'm torn about it. I feel like the benefit of it being in there is that it adds credibility to the fact that these questions, you know, that there is a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because we saw some.
Right.
You know, the way we can describe it, we saw a relationship. But maybe we should just take out that whole concept and leave it for a second paper, because if we start talking about it, then people are going to start calling into question, you know, is this a reliable test? Is this a valid way of looking at those differences? Does it matter that it's a self-selected sample, et cetera, et cetera?
Okay.
So I think I'm not being helpful today because I'm saying I'm giving both sides of the argument.
Hand,
but
well, no, I think I agree that it opens up more. I don't know. It's sort of if we start doing some of it, we have to do more of it, or we have to be more thorough with it.
Right.
So if immediate goal, well, here's one thing. That pilot data, I think, can be used at ICOTS or JSM, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't feel like we're going to have a referee breathing down our necks as much for the presentation at JSM. Maybe I'm wrong. But I guess I just want to say that I don't think it's completely worthless. But if we're looking at immediate goals and long-term goals, to me the immediate goal would be to get this out.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do frame it as a lit review, we could include pilot data in terms of, you know, here's how students replied
mm-hmm.
to these questions to uncover misconceptions or whatever it might be, and then not have Michael's analysis in that. Then my next goal would be, Dale, you just mentioned, hey, maybe we should refine some of these questions.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since we've gone through. And I think one of our intentions with the pilot data was to refine the questions, and we've done a little bit, but I think we could do more.
Mm-hmm.
And then get data that we really do feel would be valid to start looking for these relationships. Is that the same timeline that you guys would all be on?
Yeah, I think that sounds good.
Sounds reasonable to me.
Because part of it is, with the self-selected sample right now, but I also think part of it is, you know, we developed these questions a couple of years ago and we haven't really looked. I haven't gone back and looked at all of them and really, really thought about things after seeing the pilot data, which I know was one of my intentions when we gathered data at the beginning. I know that we refined a few multiple choice questions here and there, but I think we can do more.
Yeah.
So we're leaning towards not reporting the part on the relationships between. Am I hearing everybody correctly?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. I agree.
I mean, I also agree with your other statement that we can put some of that into the talks that we give,
mm-hmm.
but not the paper, not the first paper.
Right. All right. I know that this helps me. So here's my question for you guys. Would you like Michelle and I to be bouncing stuff back and forth with you guys as well?
Well, if you think it would be helpful, you know, one advantage of having a, you know, smaller one or two people taking the lead on it is you actually get things done.
Right.
But if we can be helpful, I'm sure.
Yeah, to me it just needs to be really clear kind of who is actively working on it.
Right.
Because I think, as we've seen, we get into a lull of, you know, months go by and nothing happens. You know, and the work that you and Michelle did seemed like the biggest progress we've seen in a while. So,
right.
You know, thank you guys for that, and I think we need to do more of it. Now, that doesn't mean we only one person can have it at once, but, you know, I'm scrolling down to the bottom because I saw a couple sections. You know, maybe somebody can start drafting a couple paragraphs on the summary and implications for research and teaching
mm-hmm.
while, you know, so maybe you and Michelle bounce back the original paper and Dale and I start working on the summary and implications for research and teaching, and you guys just don't touch that section. And at some point we'll dump what, you know, dump that
we'll
into the main paper.
I like that suggestion. You know, if you two could draft something for that, then when each piece is done, we can have one person meld, you know, make it sound like one voice, which I don't think it'll sound that different.
That's important.
Because section four is basically going to get nixed.
Yeah.
And I think after our conversation today, I'm much more comfortable with how to approach writing that third section with the development of the tool. So I guess one more. Do you think, I don't have a concrete example in front of me. If I just look at the table on what students should understand about variability, understanding of standard deviation, compare variability across groups, be familiar with the shape of the normal and how standard deviation affects the shape, students should expect variability when sampling. Are we still just looking at a sample of the questions from our tools that our assessment tool that addresses some of those things? So if we don't cover each and every one, that's not the end of the world.
Oh, yeah, I'd say definitely you don't need to cover each and every one.
I don't know. I guess if I sit down and keep mapping, then I'll see. But I honestly don't. Do we have something in there? I don't remember about how standard deviation affects the shape of the normal.
I don't know that we have a question on that.
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
I mean, for me, it's also fine as you're writing, you know, as you're drafting things up to actually just put that question in there, you know.
Okay.
You know, with either, like, XXX or something is what I always use, so I can search for those easily. You know, just write XXX, you know, do we have any of these? And come back to it, so you don't have to spend all your time on that, so we can get the larger framework, and that's a detail
okay.
we can piece in later.
I'm also thinking as I look at that, man, if we have that from all of the work that we've done as one of our prerequisite ideas, then maybe we should be measuring it later on. And if we're not measuring it, maybe we don't think it's all that important.
I'm leaning towards the latter.
Mm-hmm. Because
the standard error is a function of the standard deviation of the population, but, you know, I don't know. It's not as important as the idea that the shape becomes normal and that as the sample size increases, the precision increases.
I'm going to mark that and ask, because Michelle wrote up this section, so I'll make sure to ask her what she thinks, too, about, because that's, you know, she did a lot of lit review on the variability, and we had that, and I don't know. It's just funny how 2 years later you can look at something and realize that, yeah, maybe it's not as important as we... Okay. Do you guys have other things that you wanted to talk about? I know you didn't get the paper very far in advance.
I don't think so. I mean, I think progress on the paper is great.
Yep.
Dale, are you okay if you and I take over the summary and implications section and we start drafting bullet points or prose or something?
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea to help move it along. And it's really good. I haven't had taken a close look at the whole paper yet, but I'm really glad to see the progress on it.
I like this outline. I'll say that, but I feel much more comfortable with summarizing everything in this way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is
let's see. Should we set up a time to talk next, then? Have we done that?
I guess I shouldn't speak for Michelle, but she said that she is, I don't know when in April. She just said April through June. She's not working. Well, she is, just not teaching. So if Michelle and I can bounce a few things back to each other in the next few weeks, I don't know if you want to have a shorter deadline or go 3 or 4 weeks, but I would be open to meeting again in 2 weeks if you all thought it would help us stay on track.
So I'm pretty busy for the next 3 weeks.
Well, that's not good. I guess it is. End of the semester time.
You know, between just classes and Passover really eats up a lot of my time. And then 2 other projects that I need to get done by, like, April 19th.
Which will be here before you know it.
Before we know it.
Coming right up.
So if we set a target for more in lines with at least a month, and then if we just send an email in a couple weeks to let people know, I guess if you don't start that last section, it's okay, but if Michelle and I send something out to have you guys maybe look at things, just so we don't wait an entire month before.
Right. Yeah, the calls do have the advantage of sort of prompting us to do something again.
Right.
But, you know, I'm always an optimistic thinker. But with my JSM, the JSM stuff's pretty much settled now, and with Michelle having everything, hopefully the worst behind her. I'm optimistic that we can do something in the next 2 weeks. So should we just plan on sending it out to you guys and then trying to meet and talk about everything in about a month? Or does that not give you enough time, Michael?
What? Fine with me.
Well, it depends a little. I mean, if Dale's willing to take first pass on this, then I can take second pass afterwards. And in about a month's time, we can have something there.
We can see. Yeah, it is a busy time, but still, this shouldn't take that much time. We should be able to get something drafted out.
Right. I mean, my classes end kind of the first week of May, so after that I'll have more freedom.
That's the same boat that I'm in. I think our finals are the first week in May.
Yeah, that's where we are.
Yeah, we're about the second week in May. Yeah, I've got a conference coming up in April that I'm doing a lot of stuff for.
Is that AERA or something?
I freak out when I look at my calendar now.
No, this is the Western Psychological Association. And if you can believe it, the Western Psychological Association is meeting in Cancun.
No.
Yes.
Rough life. Wow.
Right. Yeah.
You got to meet in Cancun, and well, I guess you don't. Never mind. Minnesotans want to meet in Cancun in January or February.
Oh, yeah.
When it starts getting nice. But it's
always
nice.
Yeah, I've been to Cozumel, but not to Cancun. So. Interesting.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, should we set a tentative date then? Or do you want to do by email?
I'm okay with trying to set something today, and then if it doesn't work with Michelle, we can change it via email.
Yeah, good thing to do. So, when are you thinking?
Michael?
Yeah, the WPA conference for me is the week of April 20 or 19-20 through that week.
So what if we did it the next week? Because that's good for me, too, like the week of the 26th.
Okay.
As long as it's early in the week. I have a conference starting that Thursday, but if it were Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, I'd be fine.
So what if we do either Monday
or
Tuesday? This time is good for me.
Okay, this is a Tuesday afternoon. Tuesday would actually work, I think, too. Yeah, I'm coming back on Monday, so...
You will be back Monday, Dale?
I will be. Yeah, I'm coming back on Monday, so
Tuesday would work.
If that works for everybody else, the 27th?
That works for me.
At the same time. And we can check with Michelle then. Okay.
Oh, it's my husband's birthday.
Oh, that's nice. You want to celebrate his birthday by talking with us?
That's right.
A couple days after mine, so.
Well, happy birthday early.
Thank you.
Okay. Oops, I just put the wrong... No, I didn't. It's like I just put the wrong time in, but that was something different.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Great. Hey. The summer's going to be here soon. That's a good thing, but
uh-huh.
It means all the stuff that I keep saying, I'm going to have more time over the summer. I'm going to have to start doing all that.
Yeah, and then you won't have as much time as you once thought.
Yeah. You wonder
it's mostly my fault for agreeing to be... I'm actually now in 3 clusters for Cosmos.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
so this cluster, the Attitudes cluster, and the Fun cluster. So.
That's exciting.
So April 27th. Same time. I can set that up for the call, and well, first send an email out though to Michelle and see if that works for her.
Thank you, Dale.
Yeah, thanks, Dale. And if you're okay, Dale, if you have any time before your meetings, kind of outline
I'm a little worried though, how much I'll get done, but
right. But I would say kind of around the 20th before you go to your meetings.
Any, just bullet
whatever state it's in.
Send them over. It will.
Even if it's a blank document with a structure.
Carving out the time and just giving it the priority.
Right. That would be great. And then we can build it up from there and hopefully have something to share with Michelle and Tisha.
Yeah. Yep.
And same here. We'll hopefully have something done soon. Something more.
Okay. Well, that sounds like we've got a plan then.
Thank you, guys. Your suggestions definitely helped me.
I actually heard, I don't know how recent it was, but they just announced U.S. costs for 2011.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's May. I wrote it down May 19th through 21st in North Carolina.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know if we're going to present there as well. That's quite a ways away, but I assume we might present something there.
Move to North Carolina, do you know?
I think they wanted a little more variety in terms of the local crowd that they could draw from.
Okay.
Because it's really nice to get local folks, community college teachers, high school teachers, and if you're always doing it in Columbus. They'll come once and then maybe not come again.
Hmm.
So.
Well, I like North Carolina. I like Columbus.
I haven't actually spent much time there. Kind of like going different places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is something nice about that. So, although there was something nice about the familiarity of Columbus.
Yeah.
I knew which hotel to go to. I knew where to eat.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I have in-laws, my daughter's in-laws there, so that was a nice spot, too. Don't get to Columbus by accident,
Right, right. So.
All right.
Okay. Well, I will, let Michelle know, send an email, and we'll see if we can get something done before the next call then. But we have a little time anyway.
Yeah, sounds great. I guess the other thing actually we do have to start working on soon is actually the presentation for JSM.
Yeah, because that'll be here.
So
we
maybe we can
have
just
a proof of presentation thing sent out sometime in the next few months, I think. But I was told that that can pretty much be a blank document, so I'm not that worried about that part.
Right, right. But maybe we can put that on the agenda for next time to
mm-hmm.
talk a little more about.
Okay.
If we need
and
to.
And ICOTS as well. ICOTS is before, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. ICOTS too. So we should make sure Michelle has all the stuff that she needs for her presentation.
Okay. What's the date on ICOTS meetings? I don't remember. Is it July?
I think it's early July. It is ICOTS of July 11 through 16.
Okay. Oh, it's going to be end of summer before we know it.
I know.
You really do look ahead.
Oh, I know. I'm just thinking of how fast everything goes. Addie is almost 7 months old already, and I just can't believe it.
Wow. Yeah. So pretty soon words, huh? You're talking?
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, my.
Wow.
No, just lots of noises.
Yeah. Well, that happens so quickly when they start talking.
My wife and I actually just for fun last night spent an hour and a half watching the old videos of our kids from when they were like 1 and 2 years old. So take videos. It's great to have.
Yeah.
No, that's great. Yeah, I for a little while when my daughter was just starting to talk, I was keeping notes of every word that she knew, and I had a little video of her testing her on these words. And then 1 week later, it was way over. She knew more words than I knew she knew. Boom.
Wow.
And she's having a baby in June, my daughter, so that's going to be fun.
Congratulations.
That's exciting.
Do they live close to you, Dale?
Not too far. They're in Pasadena. It's about 25 miles. So.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That'll probably be a frequently driven 25 miles in the near future.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know that route. Just have to plan to avoid the traffic.
Right. Yeah. All righty.
All right, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Okay. Especially thank you to Tisha and Michelle for the work you've done bringing the manuscript up to where it is.
Thank you for all the data stuff.
Yes. Yeah. No, thanks. It's so easy to let this just sit and doing other things, you know. So.
I know. Of course. That's the hard part is the other, you know, like when it's deciding to get my grading done or my class prepared for tomorrow or the paper.
Well, some of these things, there's just tight deadlines on and you don't have any choice.
Right. Like classes. You have to show up in front of the classroom, like it or not. So.
Right. No,
I don't know.
Right.
Do you guys have to do professional?
Do
oh, sorry, Dale. Do you have to do professional development reports at your institutions?
We have annual evaluations where we have to write up scholarship, teaching, and service.
So ours are due in the middle of March, which I've always found strange because
what
a lot of
what
I'm planning to do this academic year happens after March 16th, but. That was another thing. It's just kind of thrown in the middle. It's like, you know, you spend a week gathering all that stuff
we're
together.
We're doing researches, and we've got admissions going on, too, so on top of other stuff. Then people gunning for deadlines, trying to graduate this spring.
Right.
All kinds of projects.
Are you up for tenure next year, Tisha?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're on the same time frame.
An important annual evaluation for me, I guess.
Yeah. If you're interested, there's actually two other Project Next folks that I spoke to about passing around each other's tenure packets
and
kind of have other sets of eyes on it.
That'd be great.
So if you're interested in joining that, there's kind of, I guess you would be number four of people who said they were interested in doing it. I just feel like it's nice to have other people look at it and offer other framings and whatever.
Yeah.
We can't write papers for each other, but offering framings on how to present it is really nice to hear other people's perspectives.
Mm-hmm. Because, again, that's going to be here before we know it, too.
I know.
That's true.
Oh. It's all right. We all love our jobs.
That's right. All right.
All right.
We'll talk to you guys soon.
Thanks, guys.
Good talking,
take care.
Folks.
Bye.
Take care.
Thank you. Please stand by.